Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Music is your co-pilot, but you're in control. Drive safely with Fresh FM.
It's 7:43 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. The NSK and Shaquan is live and direct from the old power station, the capital of Windhoek. Now, we've got a conversation on the table. It's something that we need contextualizationing.
Yes.
Don't play. Don't play.
That really landed.
But yeah, we just need to contextualize this issue. And the reason why we need to contextualize this issue, Shaquan, is, I mean, we've all known someone, whether a friend or family or an acquaintance or just in the community, of an accident that occurred.
Yes.
We've all known of a situation where it was a kuru that jumped in the car.
Sure.
Or it was some sort of, cattle, roaming cattle.
Yeah, yeah.
Up north, I know for a fact that they have a serious problem there. I'm not so sure if it's still the case.
Still.
It's still the case, right?
Yes.
Where there's just donkeys roaming all around.
Even at 11 a.m.
Yeah, right next to just...
It's chilling
on the main highway, dude. And the way the guys do, and the way the guys drive, crazy.
Yes.
So yes, let's understand how big this problem is. We've got Abudi Ruben Opindi, the senior manager for accident and injury prevention.
Prevention.
That's from the MVA Fund. Good morning, sir. How are you doing, good sir?
Good morning, and good morning to all the listeners.
Good to have
you
here.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
All right, fantastic.
All right, cool. So let's talk about this, Abudi Ruben. Maybe the first question that we will ask you is, nationally, is this a problem? Is this something that we that is a concern, and it should be a concern for every citizen?
Yes, it is a concern. Accidents or collision with animals, a concern to all of us in the road safety industry. As you might be aware, there was a major crash that involved cattle.
Yes.
On the Rehoboth Road, I think it was
recently,
a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Which accident was this one?
The Rehoboth one.
Where four families.
Coach. Family members, yeah.
Yeah, four family members passed away. But it's prevalent all over the country, not all over, but sporadically in some regions, it's more prevalent than in the others.
Yeah.
But of recent, we have observed the high prevalence of cattle roaming around, I think around Windhoek, it's too much.
Windhoek?
Brakwater.
There's
a lot of them
expected,
there.
Yeah.
Last night, on one of the groups that I am on, there was a truck that was transporting cows from somewhere from the south, and they were falling off between Windhoek and Rehoboth.
Like the cattle fell off?
Yeah, they were falling off. I think the truck opened and they were falling off, I think, around Omea there, quite a few of them. So it is a serious concern to us. But in terms of numbers...
Yeah.
We are talking about an average of around about 8% of crashes that are involving animals. That is now both domestic animals, like you just mentioned, cows and donkeys, goats, and so on. And then that also includes wild animals, mostly kudus, oryx, and the others. So that is the general picture.
Yeah.
There are regions that are high on prevalence with animal collisions. Ochodonjuba number one. Ochodonjuba is leading.
Okay.
I think on both wild and also domestic. I don't have all the details to that.
But Ochodonjuba
is number one in terms of crashes. We're looking at the past 3 years, 2021, 2022, and 2023.
Okay.
Ochodonjuba is followed by Oshikoto region. That would now mostly your road between Tsumeb and Ondangwa there. That's the most
that's true.
Dangerous one. But in Ochodonjuba is obviously the B1. but also the road from Gobabis to Grootfontein. That road there, as you leave Oshinene towards Grootfontein, through Okonjatu and Okamatapati, those areas, there is a high number of cattle on the road.
Yeah.
The other region is Oangwena, but Oangwena,
in third now.
Yeah, Oangwena was more prevalent in 2021. But Oangwena, we're looking at that road from Enana to that goes through to Nkurenkuru to Rundu. I think it's B10. So that road is quite prevalent, but there are donkeys all over in the Oangwena region as well. So the other region, the fourth one is Kavango East. Kavango East, there is that road from Rundu up to Divundu, and also part of the Rundu Murrani road, but most of it is in Kavango West. But all other roads that connects the rest of the region to Rundu, you will find animals there all over. So those are the kind of the four highest regions.
Okay.
When it comes to animal collisions, but I think the high percentage is really what I know is about domestic animals.
Yes. Yeah.
It's about cows. It's about donkeys, goats, and sheep.
Hmm. More than the wildlife.
More than like the wildlife.
The like the kudus and so on.
Yes.
Okay. You know, in 2018, Aputi Ruben, it was reported that a gentleman, Max Amesho, Max Amesho designed a livestock reflector.
Yeah.
Right. In an effort to minimize these accidents. Do you know about that effort? Is that something that the MVA Fund also looked at some point? Or maybe the road safety industry, let me put it that way, not necessarily the MVA Fund.
Yeah, I can't recall well, but I think I remember meeting the gentleman. I don't know. I can't remember what was our discussion and where we ended. But there has been a few interventions. Before that, there was a time we I remember in history we were distributing donkey tags.
Reflecting
about donkeys. Yeah, reflective tags.
Okay.
Tags for donkeys. Because we were saying a donkey always raises ears.
Yes,
so it would be easier for you to see it from far.
For
yeah,
you to see it. There was quite a couple of other initiatives that were taken. Some of them never took off the ground. At the moment, the MVA Fund received some a reflective spray.
Reflective spray?
Spray. You spray it on an animal.
Okay, okay.
And it reflects at night. It reflects on the lights of the car.
Probably have to spray on both sides of the
animal. Yeah, you got to spray on both sides and probably from the face.
Yeah.
And but we just received them. We are consulting with stakeholders.
And I raised
it this week when we met with the stakeholders to say maybe we need to target Rehoboth and Brackwater for now as an immediate and urgent intervention. We received these sprays from Road Accident Fund of South Africa. It's the equivalent of MVA Fund that side.
All right.
It was an innovation by a few young people in South Africa, and the South African government has supported that initiative as part of promoting innovation. So we have a few of these spray cans, and we are just consulting with stakeholders to see how we can roll them out. We have identified a few roads across the country. But we need to first consult with stakeholders. We need to get the buy-in, and we probably need to see how do we pilot first. And if this spray works, we would be willing as the fund to maybe buy more of these sprays.
Of the sprays,
And distribute in those parts of the country where animal condition or animals are on the road.
Yeah.
So, but we have done all other interventions. We have engaged with farmers and farmers union, traditional authorities, and I think we'll continue to do so, so that we also talk to them to see how can they keep their animals out of the road.
So in terms of the rollout with this praise, when exactly are we looking to roll that out though?
And when if we conclude with stakeholders, we really want to target the Rehoboth, Windhoek-Rehoboth Road as soon as possible. We should be doing that in the next few weeks, two, three weeks. And also the farmers around Brakwater. Because these are people that are not far from us, and we can just go and engage them. We have started with the robot already. I sent a team there last week, and we are talking to law enforcement as well, traffic unit, to help us so that we reach the farmers. We need to understand, we need to get the buy-in from them.
Yeah.
And then from there, we then plan to go to these hot spots, the roads that we have identified.
Yeah.
I think one of the roads that we are really looking at is that Khobabe's
Grootfontein
Road. Grootfontein, yeah.
The
one you said, Tumep to Ondangwa.
And yeah, Oshikoto region. We'll go according to these numbers. But we're selecting certain roads. We just want to see if this spray is effective before we invest more into it.
Hey, speaking of which, actually, here's a question on our Instagram. Someone wants to know, why boost South African initiatives when we have Namibian initiatives that can just be boosted financially and improved? Because you mentioned something about a reflector jacket.
Yeah,
right,
by a gentleman, Mexa Mesho,
yes, yeah. And he's Namibian. So why are we investing in South African initiatives over the Namibian ones?
No, I didn't say about investment. I said we have received this as a donation.
Oh, as a donation.
Yes, from Road Accident Fund. We're looking at it to see how effective it is. So if there are Namibian companies that it's just that I can't recall what
with
was
Max
the issue.
Amisho,
because you did meet him, at least you can confirm that.
I think if I didn't meet him, my team probably met him.
Okay.
So if there are Namibian initiatives, I think they should come forth. There was also a gentleman who sent me a text earlier this year about something like reflective tags and so on, but he has never followed up. We haven't met yet. I think it's last month. So it's not, of course we would be very happy to support Namibian initiatives. I think they should just bring them on.
Come forth, okay.
All right. It's 7:56 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Abudi Ruben Opindi, Senior Manager, Accident and Injury Prevention. It's a problem that we have on Namibian roads, road accidents in general.
In general, yes.
You know, but it's way much more. I think when it's an animal that causes it, even for that matter. Abudi Ruben, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Yes,
we are, sir.
Okay, I thought we would go with
No.
But it's fine.
Yeah, all right. But please also greet your colleagues, as I believe, at the MBA Fund, because they're doing an incredible job.
Absolutely.
That side, under the circumstances.
Yeah. We'll do.
All right, at 7:56, we've got the news lined up. After the news, someone from Varshokaf, from Grootfontein.
From that other place.
Yes.
From Josie.
Will attempt to crack open the safe.
My hometown, eh?
Is it your hometown?
Not another place.
Yes, no,
That's it.
My bad. Because I always do that with towns because of it's inside jokes.
Yeah, no.
From Moshivandamos, no?
Moshivanda.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that the new name for oh, this is a hero name for Grootfontein.
Yes. Moshivanda, Josie, what's the other one? G-Town. Oporto.
We need to start having a conversation of officially changing these names to the real Namibian names.
Koshivanda.
Yeah, Koshivanda.
Yes.
Can Koshivanda do?
Imdwanj.
That's it. 7:57. Don't go anyway. Stick around.
Welcome to a realm of
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.